ॐ सहनावतु सहनाभुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 ॐ यश्चन्दसा मृषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोऽभ्योऽजमृता आसनं बभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया आस्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासं शरीरं मे विचर्षणम् जिह्वा मे मधुमत्तमा कर्णाभ्यां भूरि विश्रुवम् ब्रह्म न कोशोऽसि मेधयाभिहितः श्रुतं मे गोपाय आवहन्ति वितन्वाना कुर्वाणा शिरमात्मनः पातागुंसि मम गावश्च अन्नपानेषु सर्वदा ततो मे श्रियमावह लोमशां पशुभिः स्वाहा आमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा तिमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा प्रमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा समायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा शमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा यशोजने सानि स्वाहा श्रेयान्वस्य सर्षानि स्वाहा सन्त्वापगप्रदिशानि स्वाहा समापगप्रदिश स्वाहा तस्मिन् सहस्रशाख्ये निभगाहं त्वयि मृजे स्वाहा यथा प्रतधायन्ति यथा मासा अहर्जरम् एवं मां ब्रह्मचारिणः धातरायन्ति सर्वत स्वाहा प्रतिवेशोऽस्ति समाभाये समाभज्यस्व ॐ महं वृक्षस्य रेरिव कीर्तिस्पृष्ठं गिरेरिव ऊर्ध्वपवित्रो वाजिनीव स्वमृतमस्मि प्रविनपुंसवर्चसं सुमेधा अमृतोक्षितः इति त्रिशङ्कुर्वेदानुवचनम् ॐ ब्रह्मविराहाप्नोति परं तदेशाभ्युक्ता सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तरं ब्रह्म यो वेदनिहितं गुहायां परमेव्योमन् सोऽश्यते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणालिपश्चिते कि तस्माद् वा एतस्माद् आत्मन आकाशसङ्कूतः यतो वाचो निवर्तन्ते अप्राप्य मनसा सह आनन्दं ब्रह्मणो विद्वान् न पिबेति कदाचनेति तस्याश एव शारीर आत्मा असन्नेव स भवति असद्ब्रह्मेति वेद चेत् अस्ति ब्रह्मेति चेद् वेद संसनेन ततो विद्युरिति भीषास्माद्वातः भवते भीषो देति सूर्यः भीषास्मादग्निश्चेन्द्रश्च मृत्युर्भावति पञ्चम इति सायशानन्दस्य मे मागृंसा भवति यतो वाचो निवर्तन्ते अप्राप्य मनसा सह आनन्दं ब्रह्मणो विद्वान् न बिभेति कुतश्च नेति एतगुम्हवाग्वनतपति किमहं साधुना करवं किमहं पापमकरवमिति स य एवं विद्वानेते आत्मानः कस्पृथे उभेह्ये वैष एते आत्मानः कस्पृथे य एवं वेद इत्युपनिषत् December 7 that we just did, repeat after me. I didn't do it well either. Swamiji chanted this one during the camp, and the Yatovacho he chanted. And the Brahma Vidatna too. He says they're just really famous verses.
He knows all those by heart.
Yeah. There's certain ones that he will come into class a lot. So let's try this. Repeat with me. Yatovacho Nivaratante. Yato vacho nivartante apra apya manasa saha apra apya manasa saha anandam brahmano vidvan anandam brahmano vidvan napipeti kutaschaneti napipeti kutaschaneti etagam havavana tapati etagam havavana tapati etagum hava vanatapati etagum hava vanatapati kimahagam sajuna karavam kimahagam sajuna karavam kimahagam sajuna karavam kimahagam sajuna karavam kimaham papam karavamiti kimaham papam karavamiti kimaham papam karavamiti kimaham papamakaravamiti saya evam vidvanete atmanagastrinate saya evam vidvanete atmanagastrinate upeye vaisha ete atmanagastrinate upeye vaisha ete atmanagastrinate ya evam veda Yevam Veda Ityupanishat 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 Ityupanishat. Okay, we're going to start the Bhrigavali now. That again starts with Sahanabhavatu. So if you're using this, like Edward, you are Uma, the Sahana, if it's printed out. If you go to page 22, go to page 22 of this, if you're using this one. If you have the one that I'm doing, you're just looking at this, you know Sahana is just a piece. So just, let's repeat it. Just repeat after me the Sahana. This one still isn't quite right when we're chanting it as a group, especially in our Vedanta classes. Om Sahana Bhavatu. Om Sahana Bhavatu. Sahanau Punaktu. Sahanau Punaktu. Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Tejasvinavatitamastu. Tejasvinavatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai. Ma vidvishavahai. Tejasvinavatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai. Tejasvinavatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai. Tejasvinavatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai. Tejasvinavatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai. Om Sahana Bhavatu.
Om Sahana Bhavatu.
Sahanau Punaktu.
Sahanau Punaktu.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Tejasvinavatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai.
Tejasvinavatitamastu. Ma vidvishavahai.
One of the places that there's a problem is that the sahaviryam karavavahai. So it should go no pause between the viryam and the karavavahai.
Sahaviryam karavavahai. Sahaviryam karavavahai.
You tend to go sahaviryam karavavahai. You know, there's two. So it gets straight with
Sahavir Yankara Babahai.
And here also.
Tejasvinavatitamastumavidvishavahai.
We usually go Tejasvinavatitamastumavid. Right, so we want to go straight through. Tejasvinavatitamastumavidvishavahai. Together.
Tejasvinavatitamastumavidvishavahai.
Let's do the whole together. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
So,
repeat after me. Bhrigu Vai on page 27?
Yeah.
Bhrigu Vai.
Varunihi.
So back to Sunday, it's Bhriguhu Vai Varunihi. Bhriguhu, that race is Visarga. Bhriguhu Vai Varunihi. Bhriguhu Vai Varunihi. Okay. Varunam Pitaram Upasasara. Varunam Pitaram Upasasara. Okay. Varunam Pitaram Upasasara. Okay. Adihi Bhagavo Brahmeti.
Adihi Bhagavo Brahmeti.
That Adihi should be one word. If you're using this, just draw a line over it. Adihi is in the imperative second person singular. Adihi Bhagavo Brahmeti. Then if I do the sandhi, it's Adihi Bhagavaha Brahmeti. Adihi Bhagavaha Brahmeti. Tasma etat pravacha.
Tasma etat pravacha.
The sandhi is tasmai, where the I becomes arya and the yakara drops. So tasma is tasmai. So tasmai etat pravacha. Tasma, so say tasma etat pravacha.
Annam pranam.
Chakshush shrotram.
Mano vacham iti.
So sandhi, annam, pranam, chakshuhu, shrotram, manaha, vacham iti. Okay. Annam, pranam, chakshuhu, shrotram, manaha, vacham iti. Do you see? Tagum ho vacha. That would be, so tam, tagum would be tam ha hu vacha. Okay? So tagum, tam ha hu vacha. Ready?
Yato va imani.
Bhutani jayante.
Bhutani Jayante.
Yato va imani Bhutani Jayante.
Yato va imani Bhutani Jayante.
Long U Bhutani 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 Jayante.
Bhutani Jayante.
Bhutani Jayante. Yataha vai. The vai becomes the va plus the yakara drops. So it's vai imani bhutani jayante. So yato va imani bhutani jayante.
Yena jatani
jivanti.
Yena jatani jivanti.
Yena jatani jivanti. Then no sunny there. Yet prayantya visam vishanti. So try this. Yet prayantya.
Yet
prayantya.
Visamvishanti.
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 Yat prayantya visamvishanti.
Yat prayantya
visamvishanti. Visamvishanti. Yat prayantya visamvishanti.
Yat prayantya
visamvishanti. Actually, it should be Visam Vishanti, but Bhagishananda gives more of an M there, so I'm just going to do it as he does. Yet Priyantya Visam Vishanti.
Yet Priyantya
Visam Vishanti. Say, if I break the Sunday, it goes like this. Yet Priyanti. Say, yet Priyanti. Yet was that Yakara? Is it E and an R, right? Yet Priyanti.
Yet Priyanti.
Abhisam Vishanti.
Abhisam Vishanti.
Abhisam Vishanti.
Abhisam Vishanti.
Abhisam Vishanti. Abhisam Vishanti.
Abhisam Vishanti.
Now, yet prayantya Abhisam Vishanti.
Yet prayantya
Abhisam Vishanti. Yet, we're going to just say this together. Yeah, we'll just keep saying it together. You don't, so let's start. Yet prayantya Abhisam Vishanti. Yet for yen jibisam vishanti. Yet for yen jibisam vishanti. That's right, sir. Yet for yen jibisam vishanti. 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 So that breaks down to yet for yen ti. Abhisam Vishanti. You see? Then, Tad Vijignyasa Swa. Tad Vijignyasa Swa. Tad Vijignyasa Swa.
Tad Vijignyasa Swa.
Tad Vijignyasa Swa. So, Vij, right? Vijignya. Vijignyasa. Vijignyasa Swa. Vijignyasa swa.
Vijignyasa
swa. Vijignyasa swa.
Vijignyasa swa.
Tad 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 Vijignyasa swa.
Tad, so that breaks down. Tad Vijignyasa swa. So, Tad Vijignyasa swa. Then Tad Brahmeti.
Tad Brahmeti.
Tad Brahmeti. Satapo Tapyata. Oh wait, sorry. Tad Brahma Iti. Tad Brahma Iti. Then Satapo Tapyata.
Satapo
Tapyata.
Satapo Tapyata.
Saha tapaha atapyata. Saha tapaha atapyata.
Saha tapaha atapyata.
Saha tapaha atapyata. Yavagraha is an R, right? Taha tapaha atapyata. You see it? Tapo tapyata. Tapo tapyata. So say sa tapo tapyata. Satapo tapyata.
Satapo
tapyata. Satapaha atapyata. Then sa tapaha satapastatwa.
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 Okay, good. Sa tapaha tatwa. Sa tapaha, that sakara is a visarga. Sa tapaha tatwa, in the climate past part, tatwa.
Are we
going to
translate this?
Uh-huh. Saha, yeah. Oh, sorry, yeah. Saha tapaha tatwa. I guess we'll
get it.
Why not?
Finally.
Okay. Bhrigu is the name of a rishi. Actually, he's a rishi that is one of the rishis that will head the gotra. You know, the gotras are, every Hindu will have a gotra lineage that goes back to a rishi. Mm-hmm. Bhrigu is one of those rishis. A very famous rishi. So Bhrigu is a nominative singer, Bhrigu, the name of the rishi, by indeed. Varunihi. Varunihi is a tadita, a type of a noun that means born of Varuna. Right? So son of means son of Varuna. Bhrigu indeed, the son of Varuna. That's also in the nominative singular. Bhrigu indeed. So this little section just says Bhrigu, the rishi Bhrigu, the son of, indeed, the son, who is the son of Varuna. So here's your nominative. Okay? Both nominatives. Now we have to get the rest of the sentence.
Who's Varuna? Is the son of
Varuna. Varuna, no. Varuna is just his father. Is Bhrigu's father. So here, Varunihi is a tadita that itself means the son of Varuna. And Varuna is just the name of his father, not a deity or anything. So Bhrigu, indeed, the son of, who is the son of Varuna. Then Varunam Pitaram. Varunam is the name of the father. So you see that Varunihi? That's the tadita where you tadita where you see that a becomes a there and it takes an affix. So Varu takes the E affix, Varunihi. The name of the father of Varunihi is Varunam. Varuna. And here the accusative singular. Varunam. Pitaram means father. So the Varunam is the proper name. His father. His father named Varuna. Varuna, his father. Upasasara, approached. And this is a perfect form. We haven't learned the in Sanskrit, we haven't gone through the perfect yet. So this is just a noun, he approached. Who? Bhrigu, the son of the Bhrigu nominative, the son of Varuna, approached Varuna, his father, Pitaram, accusative singular, Varunam and Pitaram. Okay? We already see it? So Bhrigu, son of Varuna, approached Varuna, his father. And what did he say? He said, Adihi Bhagavaha. Brahma iti. Hey Bhagavan. Now he's approaching Swamiji in his commentary. He says, instead of saying, oh daddy, he now approaches his father as revered one, as Bhagavan. You know, as that approach from Bhagavat, you know, from Bhagavat is a term of respect. So, hey Bhagavaha. May you adihi, may you teach. Imperative. May you teach Brahman iti. And the me is understood. May you teach me Brahman. Okay. May, but literally it just says adihi, may you teach Bhagavaha, O revered one, Brahma Iti. Iti puts it in quotes, may you teach Brahma. May you teach me Brahman is the idea. May you teach Brahman to me. And Brahman stands for Brahman, it's Tatsvamasi Brahman. Okay, may you teach Brahman to me. Then, test my etat provacha. Test my to him. Instrumental, I mean, what is it? Dative singular. Test my to him. Etat, this, accusative. A neuter accusative, this, provacha. He said, Varana said, the father said, provacha. He said to him. Tasmai etat provacha. He said this to him. This is, and what he said is coming. Are we going to see? Annam, food. These are just nomica singulars. Food, pranam, the vital force. Chakshus. The eyes, just as the eye, but it stands for the eyes, chakshus. Throat from, the chakshu in the nominative, the substantive is chakshus. Okay. Shrotram, the ear, the eye, the ear. Manas, manaha, manas, the mind. Vacham, speech, iti. That's how he starts with that. Food, vital force. Eye, ear, mind, speech, iti.
Speaks?
Vacham, speech. There's no verb. There's just a list of nominatives. And in Shankara's
speech. Okay, I'm sorry.
Speech.
Yeah.
Okay, so this list of nominatives. Food, vital force, eye, ear, mind, speech. In Shankara's Bhasha, he says, these are the doorways to gaining this knowledge. And you'll see as we proceed on. But these are the means through which you will gain. Annam here means it stands for the physical body, annam ayakosha, annam. The prana stands for the vital force, the living body. Then the eyes, ears, mind, and speech. Then these ones become actually these last ones, the eye, ear, mind, and speech, become the doorways through which this knowledge takes place. But the eyes, ears, mind and speech are located in this physical body, which is alive because of the prana. So in this living physical body, where you have the eyes, ears, and the eyes and your ears, the mind and speech, these are what you need in order to gain this knowledge. So it starts with that. Okay? Annam pranam chakshu shrotram mano vacham iti. Then, tam ha uvacha. To him, accusative singular, uvacha, ha, indeed, uvacha, he said. Having said this first, annam pranam chakshu shrotram mano vacha miti, then tam ha uvacha, again uvacha, he said indeed this to, he said to him, just tam to him, uvacha, he said, indeed, okay. Now this is the verse that Swamiji chants all the time. Yato yataha va imani bhutani jayante. From which, is that from which, for now, from which, vai, indeed, imani, nominative plural, these, bhutani, beings, all living beings, but all, see the word bhuta, it often just means all living beings. In context, it could just mean the jivas. It can mean all living beings, but it comes from the root bhu, to become. So it can also stand for anything and everything that has come into being. All things, the whole universe. Everything that has come into being are the bhutas. Past, past, and participle, that which has come into being. So you have to look at it as the context, whether it's just meaning the jiva, you know, the jivas or the living beings or all things, the whole creation. So you can take it in all three ways. So, indeed, from which, yataha, these beings, Jayante, are born. Yena Jatani Jivanti. Yena, by which Jatani, those things that have been born, Jata is past passive participle from Janja, by which those things which have been born, Jivanti, are sustained, literally live, okay? By which those things that have been born live. And which, accusative singular, yet, Paryanti, and which those things that have Jatani, right, the Buddhas that have been born, in which they go to which, Paryanti, they go into which, yet Paryanti. And Paryanti means what? Abhisambhishanti, they resolve into, they go into which, Paryanti, is then, what do you call it when you use a, you have a word and then you use another word that gives more definition to the word. So Priyanti is further defined by Abhisambhishanti, they resolve into, which they resolve into. Tad Vijignyasaswa. Vijignyasa, you know, jignyasa is the desire to know. Like mumuksha is the desire to be liberated. Jignyasa is the desire, now here used verbally, jignyasa is the desire to know. It's the desiderative. So it means, may you desire to know. And the vijnana means to know clearly, to have, you know, knowledge without free of doubt. May you desire to know completely, vijignyasa, swad, directly, immediately. Ted, that, so you see the Ted? That goes with yet. May you desire to know that from which all these beings are born, by which the beings which are born live, and into which those beings go, resolve. That may you desire to know.
Jeez.
Tad Brahma iti, that is Brahman. Tad Brahma, nominative, that is Brahman iti. May you desire to know that from which all beings are born, by which all beings that are born live, and into which all beings resolve. May you desire to know that, that indeed is, that is Brahman iti. Okay? Then it says, Saha, now it's, Saha goes back to Bhrigu. Saha, Tapo, Tapyata. When you have tapas and tapas, and when the verb tapas together, it just means he did tapas on that. He did tapas. When you have that double tap, Tapaha, Tapyata is in past tense, he did tapas. Now, to do tapas, tapas is a big, it's an all-inclusive word in terms, he did tapas, he did what is necessary to get this knowledge. He did the vichara, right? He did shravana, manana, nididhyasana, he did what is required for antakarana shuddhi, all of these disciplines he did in order to gain this. So tapas, the primary meaning of tapas here is the vichara. He concentrated, he focused, he meditated on this, he contemplated on this. He did the shravana, manana, and nididhyasana, you know, and what is ever necessary for antakarana shuddhi. So tapas is an all-inclusive word.
Oh, that's nice.
He contemplated on this. He did tapas on this. And then, saha tapas tattva. Then he, having done the tapas, so he focused, he contemplated on what Varuna had said, what his father had said. He contemplated on this. And then having contemplated on it, so tattva is an indeclinable past participle. Tattva, having contemplated, having done that tapas, he, having done that tapas, out goes into the next section. Having done that tapas, he comes back to his father and tells him what he's found out. Okay? Everybody see it?
Yeah.
How are you doing? Should we chant this? Or do you want to move your cars? You need to move your cars now?
Yeah.